Thank you very much. This is the shortest first half I have ever programmed, because in the second half we have a monolith coming for you, Shostakovich Fifth Symphony. So we'll take a little intermission and be right back. I usually don't make announcements about a piece, but I have to talk about the Fifth Symphony because it's affected me in such a profound way, and I have to be honest, I didn't like this piece of music when I first heard it. And that's okay to giggle, because once I understood the story behind it, it had a lot more meaning to me. And it's become something of a second heartbeat to me this semester. In 1936, Dmitri Shostakovich, who's our composer of this piece, was struggling to survive in Russia. Stalin's officials had executed his greatest proponent, an army general. Now he had been placed on trial because his opera, Lady Macbeth, was deemed too Western. He had written a fourth symphony but didn't dare premiere it because it had too many anti-government overtones. By this time, the Stalin regime in Russia had already shot 500,000 of its own people. They'd already sent 4.6 million to Siberia to rot. 1 in 10 Russian citizens had been interrogated by Stalin's police. One wrong move, and Shostakovich feared he would be next. His son recalls him always leaving the house with an extra toothbrush and a bar of soap, just in case this was the day that he was taken in. At least he'd have clean teeth. Concerning tonight's work, this is officially the published statement about the Fifth Symphony. It is a Soviet artist's creative response to justified criticism. Now you see, Shostakovich always had, there's two Shostakoviches. There's the public one and the private one. This is his public statement, which is, of course, government approved. However, in the music tonight, you're going to hear incredible pressure. The pressure of the Russian forces bearing down on its own citizen. But amid the death and destruction, you'll also hear beauty. The face of a beautiful Russian child. As if to say that Russia's future still has hope amongst all this destruction and terrible things happening to its own people. You'll hear this tonight quite a bit in the upper woodwinds. And yeah, the low brass, they get cast as the villains quite a bit here, and some of the low strings as well. The third movement is a memorial to those who were lost. Listen for the lone voice of the oboe in this third movement. It's an elegy. Its starkness is devastating. But if he ended the symphony like this, he would have been killed. He probably would have been taken out and shot after the performance. There's no way he could end with an elegy to 3.4 million who'd been sent away or shot. So, in the fourth and final movement, the Russian army returns, violent as ever. But how could Shostakovich pull this off? How could he do it? Well, he convinced the military that this bombastic sound was a triumphant show of their power and might. And you know what? They bought it. The premiere went on as scheduled. Everyone in the audience had lost a family member to the gulag or the executioner's bullet. It was reported that the people wept openly during the third movement and the premiere performance. And at the conclusion of the piece, the ovation, the standing ovation, lasted over 30 minutes. And Shostakovich was saved, for now. So, I don't think I've ever written anything to read before, but that story hopefully will infuse you with meaning when you hear these musical phrases, and every phrase has subtext. Listen for it. And enjoy, and most of all, enjoy a glimmer of hope. There's always hope in the symphony. It's there. Listen for it. Shostakovich, Fifth Symphony.